Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. We're so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast. I give reverence to God, who is my life, to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on the radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God on today. We're going to get ready just to have a short devotion, and we're going to get right into our studies on tonight. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 72. Give the king thy judgment, O God, and thy righteousness unto thy son, the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. And he shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mound grass, the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteousness flourish, and an abundance of peace so long as the moon endures. He shall have dominion also from the sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. I have just read you from Psalm 72, from the first to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song.
Just put your worship right there in this moment. All I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am inside my heart. Oh, the author again, set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on,
baby. Oh, having these hands and both the sides, all that I am inside my heart. Oh, the author again, set me on fire. Set me on fire. Here I am, on the wide open. Pouring out my life, gratefully broken. And all of your name, your mighty love, strong to the end, you will fulfill. Your purpose in me, you won't forget. You will be with me. Here I am, God, long wide open. Gratefully broken. Here I am, God, all wide open.
Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Father, just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we come giving you all the praise tonight. We give you all the glory tonight. We magnify your name on tonight. We glorify you tonight, God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise on tonight. We magnify you, God. We glorify you, God. We bless your holy name on tonight. We give you glory. Hallelujah. And we give you praise, God. We just thank you, Most High God. We thank you, Most High God, we praise your name on tonight. We bless your holy name tonight, God. Nobody like you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, nobody can do what you can, Father. In the name of Jesus, we just bless you, God. We bless your name, God. We lift your name up, God. We give you glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you right now, God, to bind up the strong man on tonight. Bind the strong man, God, in the name of Jesus. Bind the strong man tonight. Bind up the strong men, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled. And burn them up, God. Burn every witch. Burn them up, Lord. Set fire to them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just ask you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, to just bless this Bible class. Bless us, God, to receive your word. Bless us now, God. open up our minds and our hearts on today that we may receive your word just like you give it, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you bind everything from our life, God, and from this radio broadcast. Bless everyone that's listening. I ask you tonight to just move me, God, for myself, God. I surrender tonight, God. Just move me, release me from myself that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit may teach us tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, get the glory, hallelujah, to the Lord on tonight, God. Move me, God, of myself, and teach us tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, will increase and teach us, God. Just an empty vessel waiting to be used. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, God, we praise you. We just thank you. We thank you tonight for your anointing. We thank you for your word. We just thank you, God. Thank you in the midst of it all. We give you praise. I don't care what it is. We give you praise. We just thank you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you glory. We give you praise on tonight. Thank you, God. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to get ready to read here. When Exodus chapter 31. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uriah, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning work, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in cutting the stones to set them, and in carving the timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is thereupon, and all the furniture of the tabernacle, and the table and his furniture, and the pure candlestick with all his furniture, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all his furniture, and the laver and his foot, and the clothes of service, and the holy garments of Aaron, the priest, and the garment of his sons to minister in the priest's office, and the anointing oil and sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded thee, shall they do. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doeth sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth. On the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And he gave unto Moses when he had made an end of communion with him upon Mount Sinai, two tablets of testimony, tablets of stone, written with the finger of God, chapter 32. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods which shall go before us, for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, break out the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graven tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat, to drink, and rose up to play. And the Lord said unto Moses, go get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupt themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, these be thy God, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why do thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of the evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, which is Jacob, thy servant to whom thou swearest by thy own self and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. And Moses returned and went down from the mount, and the two tablets of testimony were in his hand, and the tablets were written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other were they written. And the tablets were the work of God, and the writings was the writings of God, graven unto the tablets. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people, as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass as soon as he came nigh unto the camp that he saw the calf and the dances, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast tablets out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to powder and strawed it up on the waters and made the children of Israel drink of it. Woo! They had to drink. Okay. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee? What did this people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us God, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wrought not where it become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever have any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it me. Then I cast it unto the fire, and there came out this calf. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among them, their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp and slay every man his brother and every man his companion and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, consecrate yourself today to the Lord, even every man upon his son and every and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. And it came to pass on morrow that Moses said unto the people, he said unto the people, ye have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto the Lord. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sins. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now if thou wilt forgive their sins, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever have sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, my angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sins upon them. And the Lord plagued the people because they had the calf, and Aaron made it. Amen. Y'all, that's kind of stirred me up a little bit. Get here to these, some of these questions, because this is something. The first question is, where did Belzali and Aholab receive their skill and knowledge of work required for the tabernacle? Where did they receive it? And it's in, it should be right there in the second verse or somewhere in there. The third verse. Amen. Well, this question right here. God gave him the skill. God gave him the skill, and instead, he called them by their names, and he said, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. So he had given them those gifts to build and do stuff. God always give us different gifts and stuff like that. We just don't know it until we find out what we can do. Okay. Verse 2. What were the children of Israel to observe throughout all their generation? And it's in verse 13.
It's the Sabbath. And he was basically, okay. That's what I'm believing it was, and he wanted them to keep it for mm-hmm. It was a sign between him, us and him, or them and him,
right.
Throughout their generation.
Right. Right. Amen. Number 3, what was the testimony written on and by whom? And it don't say, okay, let me stand out here. Anyway.
What now? That repeat it?
It's, what was the testimony written on? What was the testimony written on by whom? And it should be in verse 18. Okay.
It was written on 2 tablets. And it was.
Right.
2 tablets of the testimony and the tablets of stone. So he had 2
yep.
stone tablets, and it was written by Moses with the finger of God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Okay, y'all. That's all of those questions. That's 31. Okay. Chapter 32, question number 1-8. What did the people of Israel ask Aaron to do for them? This in chapter 32.
He told them to make them gods. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Make a god that shall be before us, like to go before them. Or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They wanted him to make them a god like the Lord Jesus, like God, like the Father God. They asked Aaron, which is the Levite, which is the priest, to make them a god so they could worship. Because they were saying that they didn't know where Moses was. He had been up on Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, and they was getting antsy. You know how people do. So they was told Aaron, they don't know where he at, where he went to, what happened to him, but they needed a god so they could worship. Verse 1b, what was the material that Aaron used to make their god? He made them with gold earrings and stuff. Remember, he was saying, break off your earrings out of your ears, out of your wife's ears, your son, your daughter's ears. He made that. He made the gold, that thing with the golden earrings of the people.
I thought it was an engraving tomb. I thought that's what it
said. That's what he used. That's what he used to make it with. But he had to have the gold. He took the gold and melted it down, and he used the engraving tool. That's the last answer of then C, the tool that he used to make it with. He used the engraving tool because he had to get the gold from them.
That's right.
To melt it down,
yeah,
and make
right.
the thing. Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
So verse 2, it says, when God saw this, what did he call the people of Israel? What did he call them?
Some stiff-necked people. Am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, wait a minute. Yeah. I got a question before we go any further.
Okay.
But see, this stuff that we going over is basically some of the same stuff that we go through on a day-to-day basis. And
yes,
just
right.
Like even the slang and the talk are still the same. Stiff-necked people.
Right.
Like that's
mm-hmm.
something like you call somebody when you get mad at them, look, this is what y'all is.
But what I'm saying, can you imagine seeing somebody thinking they something or got all this pride and they neck is out? You know how your neck, your head turn up and your neck all. This is what he's talking about too, as well. These stiff necked people that won't do nothing that he asked them to do or what he tell them to do. They stiff necked people, the same people that he brought out of Egypt through the desert. They was complaining and murmuring. These same people. Same people.
They was. Yeah, and it remind me today of some of the, like, the snotty people with their noses up. You know, when you
mm-hmm.
raise your nose high, you be like, I'm not going to do this. I'm not, hey, I, you know what I'm
yep.
saying? Like, I make more money than them. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People, because when you raise your nose high, your neck gets stiff, right? I'm just saying.
Right.
Lean your head back and try it, and then wiggle your nose in the air. Your neck will be stiff because it got to hold your head on your neck. You
right.
get what I'm saying? So it's just like some of this stuff is just, I don't know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They stubborn people. Stubborn and stiff-necked today. Yep. So, okay, we're still in verse 2. Wait a minute. What did God want to do to Israel? What did God want to do to Israel?
To kill them all, right?
He wanted to destroy them. Yep, he wanted to consume them. He was so angry. He was so angry. I ain't saying angry like that, but he was. He was angry with them because they just keep doing the same old stupid stuff over and over again. Over and over again. And he just almost giving up on them. And so Moses, let me see. So indeed he said, how did Moses react to this? Now, he did not want the nation to mock God. He wanted God to keep his promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because he promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he was going to give that land to their, and but the thing is, Moses put himself on the line because Moses was talking to God, I would be scared and shaking in my boots the way he was saying, wait a minute now, you said,
hello? Right, hello? I thought it was just me.
No, you're missing the host.
Maybe she accidentally put herself on mute.
Right.
Can you all hear me? Hello?
Yes, we're here now. We can hear you now.
Yeah.
We got, it just, my phone just cut off, and it won't let me dial back on my phone. I'm on another phone. That's why I keep three down here. I don't know what happened. They won't let me call back in. So, anyway, the devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. He got a girl in what he comes. Anyway, where was we at? But Moses, he was, you know, telling God and talking to God, you shouldn't do that. You should repent from saying this. And you promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that you was going to do this. I would have been shaking in my boots. But the Lord, he went on and said, okay, I'm going to let you handle this. In other words, he was telling Moses he was going to let him handle it. So, let me see. So in verse 3 it says, when Moses did come down, when he came down to the people of Israel, what did he break? What did he do? He broke the stones. He threw the Ten Commandments, the stones, and he broke them when he stepped in the camp. When the first thing he saw was the golden calf. That's the first thing Moses saw was the golden calf. When he saw it, he threw those stones and he broke it. Then he want to know who did this. Where the priest made the calf. That's something. That's something. It's just like if we was at church, the pastor did something crazy like that. That's crazy. That's the enemy using the preacher or the priest. What did he make? What did he make the people drink? So, y'all know what happened after that, right? Because y'all was listening to me read. Y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just wanted to know if I was. Okay. So, when he said, who was on the Lord's side? Just the priest came over. The rest of the people didn't come over. And then when he broke the Ten Commandments, the stone, no, when he got the calf and he put it in the fire and he burned the calf, melted it down into grain or whatever it is that you melt it down in, and he put it in some water and he made them drink it. That's what he did. He made them drink it. Because they did this thing, but he asked them, who all is on the Lord's side? You come over this way. And then the ones that stayed over there, okay, let me be quiet because I may be going too fast. Okay. So what did Aaron tell Moses had happened? What did Aaron tell Moses that had happened? Okay, this is verse 4 in chapter 32. What did Moses, no. I'm all messed up. Okay. What did Aaron tell Moses had happened? He had cast the gold. I'm so confused now, into the fire, and it came out as a calf. That's what Aaron told Moses, but that's not what happened. Y'all know that.
Aaron told Moses he had cast the gold into the fire and it came out as a calf, but we all know that he used that tool to make that happen. That, what kind of tool is that? That engraving tool. He used the engraving tool to make it happen. Okay. Number five. I'm on 32. What did God command Moses to do to Israel? What did God command Moses to do to Israel? He commanded Moses to kill those not on God's side, and that's what Moses did. He killed every, he had the men, whoever they were, I think it was the priest, or Aaron's sons, to kill everybody that wasn't on God's side. It was almost like a judgment that God put on them. It was almost like a judgment. They was worshiping this golden calf and living in sin. Now, when God found them, when Moses came down, they was naked, dancing around a golden calf that they called and made their God. But that's what we do when we go hard. And then, y'all hear about it. Then Aaron was trying to get out. We wrong. Aaron knew he was wrong. He the head, he the leader, he the priest. Moses is ahead of him, but still he the priest, and he got sons up under him, and he did something like that. But when God got through, it almost seemed like blaming Moses for what happened. The children of Israel thought that Moses had everything, and that's why they were doing what they did. But I still say Aaron, the priest, shouldn't have been making no God. I don't know. I just feel like that. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. I bet they did, because what they allowed even Aaron to do, they father. I just would have said you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't. I don't care. It's a hard thing for you to follow somebody that's not following God. God don't expect for us to do that. When you know that somebody's not following, you're not supposed to follow them. You know, maybe they didn't think about it. Maybe they didn't think about it, but I don't know. Does anybody have any remarks or comments or questions? What about this Sabbath day? I was reading in my commentary about the Sabbath day, and I don't know what I read. That was something, what I read. I don't agree with it at all. I'll say that. I don't agree with it at all, but that's why you have to watch some commentaries, and I'm going to read it to you all and see what you think about it. And it says, there is something else. Okay. It has to do with the Sabbath. It is something that many people pass over. The Sabbath day was given to man right after creation, and it was observed universally. When we come to the Mosaic system, we find that God made it one of the Ten Commandments for the children of Israel. At this time, God makes it quite clear that the Sabbath is only for the children of Israel. I don't understand that. And the Lord spake, and I'm reading this verse, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily I say unto, verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doeth sanctify you. The Sabbath was given specifically to Israel. I do not believe it was ever given to the church. When someone asked me, when was the Sabbath day changed, I always replied that it never was changed. It was done away with. As far as the church is concerned, we are not under the Sabbath day, which is Saturday. We do not observe Saturday. Jesus was dead that day. And see, I really, that's why he was right that the Sabbath day is a Saturday. But he's talking about Jesus was dead. And I just, this is commentary by a well-known man. But, you know, people, they do their own translation. And so you have to really be careful about the Sabbath day. Then I had read all of it. And he went on to say that nobody can keep the Sabbath day. And he was and all this kind of stuff. You know, and when Jesus did die, he died so that we can repent, you know, of our sins. So I don't know what he's talking about, but that kind of, and that's why the Lord had begged me to teach on who changed the Sabbath. If the Sabbath day was never changed, it was done away with. So, you know, we really have to be careful with the Sabbath day. Mm-hmm. Any questions or any comments? Because I'm getting ready to get off here because I got to pray because this line was attacked. And it's still been attacked because my phone is still on my screen. And that phone been hung up a long time ago. Any more questions, anybody?
One question, Ma. Is the Sabbath day still pertain to us today, or have it changed?
It haven't changed. It's still today. Mm-hmm. It's still today. This man in this book was saying that it was just to the children of Israel, but we are in the generations of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob or Israel. You know, those are our fathers. You know, they died before us. I don't know what he was thinking or what he was saying. You know, he made Moses and he made Abraham and Moses and them a great nation, and we still here. We still here. And so it's so many people keeping the Sabbath that studying and know the word of God, but a lot of them don't. They think Sunday is the Sabbath. And Constantine changed the Sabbath day from Saturday to Sunday. This man was saying it was never changed, but when Constantine became king or emperor, whatever he was, he had something to do for Saturday, so he changed the Sabbath to Sunday. And I got scriptures and stuff I was going to teach there, but I thought we was getting too far away from the word, you know, getting too far away from what we were doing. And so maybe when we finish up Exodus, I'll go back and go through that so you'll have the scriptures and stuff to know, so you can look at it. But we are the generation. we are the generations on down through the generations. I don't know what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. So it's, I mean, it's a lot of people I know keep them. A lot of people say, well, if you do that, you are 7 days in this. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. I'm a non-denomination person. I'm a Jesus people. I don't have a denomination. Whatever Jesus is, that's what I am. I don't have time to go Baptist and Methodist and all this kind of stuff. No. No. It just, denominations just cause division in the churches, and we don't even worship together because he apostolic and he this and she that. God ain't about that. That's a bunch of rocks, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. So that's why I came as non-denomination. Mm-hmm. So I hope that helped. Anyone else got any questions or anything? Amen. So I'm not going to hold out. This chapter right here is full of stuff. It's full of stuff, but I just want you all to understand it. You know, if you don't understand it, please let me know because I understand it, you know, because Moses stayed up in the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, and they thought he wasn't coming down, so they had Aaron to make them a god. They worship anything, so and Aaron did it, and then God was going to kill Aaron and all the rest of them, but Moses pleaded with the Lord that his wrath wouldn't wax hot, and he kind of calmed God down, the Father down. And so then when Moses came down and saw the thing, his wrath got anger. He got angry, and the Lord told him just what to do, kill them all, and he did it. He had them killed. He killed them all. So, and then he talked about the Sabbath day and keeping it holy, and that's what we're supposed to do. He's saying he made it at creation, but he didn't make it one of the Ten Commandments at creation. This person I'm reading out of the commentary, it was made on those tablets in the Ten Commandments, and we are to keep it holy. And that's a lot of times why, you know, you can do church thing. People do go to church, or you can minister on that day or stuff like that, but you don't need to be shopping or, and believe me, I have done it, and I had to repent. Mm-hmm. I definitely had to repent. And if you repent, if you can't help it, and sometimes you can't help it because you will, you might have to work or something like that on a Saturday. And you just ask God to forgive you and stuff like that. So I'm not going to hold you. We're going to be back here some more if I pray for and prophecy. I haven't had that in, I guess, 2 weeks now. And I'm really ready to pray. It's a blessing. But we're going to be right back here tomorrow night at the same time. And same place for our prayer and prophecy hour. And I will be on live by the morning. Word tonight. On the radio board. Tonight, each member of the end time men and women of war, life support in the prayer room. I just thank you and ask you to cover them in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. I ask you right now, God, and I thank you for your anointing. I thank you right now for each one of them. I thank you tonight. And, Lord, I ask you right now to bind up the strong man tonight. Bind every witch. Bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus from this radio broadcast. Lord, I ask you to bind them kill him. Let him die. Destroy him in the spirit realm. In the name, step on his neck on tonight. In the name of, flush him out. Cut his neck, Lord. Send him to hell where he come from. In the name of Jesus, all this popping on my telephone, go to hell. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to destroy him right now. In the name of Jesus, get him from our lives. Get him from this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name, I pray the Lord and keep thee, the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all have a good night. I will see you right back here tomorrow night. God bless you. Have a good night. I love you.
Good night. Love you.
Good night. Love you too.
God bless.
God bless. Good night. Love you.
Mm-hmm.